Coming up on episode 6 of Journey Inside My Mind, we're going to listen to a lot of humorous clips. We tried to do this a few episodes ago, but it didn't come out quite right. Here comes a lot of humorous clips.
Okay, man, start it up.
Let's get it started in here.
Journey Inside My Mind.
Journey Inside My Mind.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
Journey Inside My Mind.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to show them a world. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Journey Inside My Mind.
What happens when a man goes through his own portal?
We'll see.
And you're listening to Journey Inside My Mind. Reach us on the web at journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Danimal0416@gmail.com. And we're listening to, we're going to do a lot of humorous clips here in this episode tonight. My wife just threw me. What in the heck did you just throw me? Well, anyhow, here's a public service. We're going to do a lot of catch-up with some public service announcements and stuff. Here's a public service announcement that all the way back to July.
July is National Baked Bean Month. Excuse me. Yes, a month in which we pay tribute to one of America's favorite, most healthful, and nutritious foods. I'm terribly sorry. As I was saying, good Lord, this is terribly embarrassing. I'm so...
Whoa, doggy!
I guess I'd better wrap this up quick. Basically...
Jesus! Whoa! Oh, God! My God!
Big beans. They're nature's way of saying, for God's sake, open a window. Sorry.
Hey, this is great, man.
And that was just something I found on the internet. I can't stop smiling. Here comes a song from James Lelix. You'll right recognize it from a few years ago at the presidential election. Here's Howard Dean.
We're in California. We're going to South Dakota. We're going to California. We're going to South Dakota and Texas and New York and Texas and New York. Yeah! And Washington, and Oregon, and Washington. We're going to South Dakota. We're going to South Dakota and Michigan, and Michigan. Yeah! And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House. And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House.
Yeah! Yeah! And we're back. You are listening to Journey Inside My Mind. We got kind of a special thing we're doing here. I'm doing this nonstop in one take. I haven't done that before. Somebody told me that the first 50 podcasts don't really count anyway, so I'm making all my mistakes in this one, if you know what I mean. That's right. Speaking of public service announcements and timely, well, again, we're trying to catch up. Here's something that you'll sure be sure you want to hear.
You
have bought his records, you've seen his films, you've even purchased the Dayglo Velvet Memorial paintings at the gas station. As a true Elvis fan, you think you've heard it all. But wait, there's more. Now you can buy secret recordings of Elvis's last telephone conversations. Yes, it's the Elvis tapes.
Hello, baby. This is Elvis. And I want you to come over right now and make me a big peanut butter and then a sandwich. A peanut butter and then a sandwich will get me through the night.
You'll hear Elvis in his most intimate moments.
Hello, pizza man, pizza. Yeah, this is the Elvis. Won't you bring me over a couple of large pies? Don't make it three. Don't make it six, double cheese. Yeah, I'm home. I'm alone. And I'm hungry.
And you'll hear Elvis reveal how he really feels about the one true love of his life.
I want you back. I want you back in my life, baby. And on your way back, would you pick up some donuts, please? Big jelly, cream donuts. Crullers, cheese, Danish, too. I love my big honey glazed donuts. Without them, I can't do.
The Elvis tapes.
Oh, give me more donuts.
Available now in drugstores everywhere.
I love to eat. Let me more donuts.
And, of course, that was the Elvis tapes that you can find at some drugstore, perhaps, maybe. A lot of kids are going back to school. We got football, college football getting ready to start, NFL season getting ready to start. Here's a good public service announcement about your kids.
My son is 15 years old. He's a big football fan, you know. And I guess it was about a week or so after the Super Bowl. And I remember I wanted to use the bathroom. You know, he was in there.
Johnny, you in there?
Dad, I'm taking a shower, all right?
He'd been in there forever. So I went in anyway. And
what the fuck?
There were cork all over the floor.
Wrong?
He was taking a shower, all right. With champagne. And it wasn't even French.
This father is not alone. Today, millions of adolescents, influenced by what they see on TV, have a serious showering problem.
I was up to three showers a day. I didn't care. Dom Perignon, Great Western, even Miller High Life.
That's beer.
Yeah, but that's the champagne of bottled beer.
Did you ever drink it?
No, it tastes terrible. Ah, but showering in it, man, you can't beat it. I felt just like Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. Only sticky.
Talk to your kids. Tell them that showering in champagne is stupid and wasteful unless you're making $6 million a year.
That's good advice for any parent of a child that, especially whenever they, you got to look out for what your kids are doing in the shower, especially. Here's a fun song I found on the PodSafe Music Network from Matthew Ebo called Trees. Don't know if it's comedy or whatever, but I just thought it was a fun song, and we'll include it here on Journey Inside My Mind. We'll be back in a moment.
Trees, 'cause that's what deep people do. SUV. I can't write to save the trees, 'cause I've been trying, but my congressman just won't listen to me. I'm told my lyrics ain't the deepest. They don't seem to paint 1,000 pictures with a word. Well, I don't have to build a ramp like Sylvia Plath for a crap like that. I'd only sound absurd. How do people grazing in the shallow grass, but I say shallow words will feed me better than the poet comes after. And who's to say I'm full of gold, because I got no beef with songs that make sense to the herd.
And that was Matthew Ebel, his song called Trees, from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. You know, a lot of people are looking for some kind of vocation in life. Here's a public service coming up about being a PA announcer or something like that. Go ahead and take a listen.
Hello, and welcome to the Burger Barn.
No, yeah, I still understand you. Let's try it again.
Okay. Hello.
Much better.
This now, man is learning how to become a professional intercom announcer. Yes, there are hundreds of immediate openings for annoying and inarticulate people just like you. And after just 6 short weeks at the School of Intercom Announcing, you too will be ready to frustrate thousands. We'll teach you how to blow into a microphone. How to obscure key words in important announcements.
This is the final boarding call for Singing, Miles Horn, Modifying, and Google City.
With your PA degree from SIA, you'll be on your way to low-paying jobs in discount stores, malls, airports, even restaurants. The School of Intercom Announcing. Just dial 1-800-245-6363 today.
And would you believe that just about wraps up our show? I just want to give you the weblog address again, journeyinsidemymind.blogspot.com. Send me a comment, email at danimal0416. I guess the kids are glad that we're almost done too. Danimal0416@gmail.com. So this is Dan Johnson. It's been great doing a shorter show. And y'all have a good night and make it a great day.